Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now studying Masechet Sanhedrin, and we are beginning the second Mishnah of the third Perek, Perek Zeborer, which I neglected to mention in the last shiur, is commonly the device of Zeborer the Achad, which ends up being where each litigant picks their own Dayan, and then the two Dayanim, as per Chachamim, pick a third Dayan, is commonly known as a Zabla, Zayin Bet Lamed Aleph, Zabla. The next Mishnah is one that we already were referred to in the previous sugya. Amar lo Neman alai Abba. We're in Chaf Dal and Amud Aleph. Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, Nemanim alai Shlosharo e Bakar. If a litigant says to the co-litigant, I accept my father, your father, these three shepherds or herdsmen, who are normally not accepted, either because of Karov, Abba Avicha, or because of Psulim, Roy Bakar. And we'll see that in the next sugya when we start talking about Psuli Eidut. Remeir Omer Yachol Achzor. Remeir says that you could later change your mind and say no, I don't accept them anymore. Presumably when the person testifies in a way that damages your case. V'chacham Omer Enu Yachol Achzor. V'chacham say you can't recant. Hayachav Lachver Oshvua. Let's say that the other fellow owes you a shvua. You got him in a box in a situation where he has to take an oath. V'yamar lo dorli b'chayei roshcha. And you say to him, you know what, I forgive the Shavua, just make a neder by your life, whatever it is that this is true. Remeir says, you then turn around and say, no, change my mind, I want a full Shavua. Again, parallel, Chacham say, you cannot change your mind. And we already saw that the Gemara identified the case in this Mishnah as a case where your original forgiving position was done when there was only one Dayan there, and then when a full complement of three came, you changed your mind. I'm Rav Dimi Breder of Nachman Breder of Yosef. Kugon de Kibla Ele Bachad. There we go. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machloket B'machol Lecha. Av Matem Lecha Divra Kol Yachol Achzor Bo. Shmuel says that the Machloket between Rav Meir and Chachamim is only when you're saying if the one who is accepting the flexibility of Eidut is saying that I will forgive you, meaning you don't have to pay me. Meaning that the plaintiff is saying, I accept this, and saying to the defendant who would owe him money, if this guy testifies a certain way, then I'll be mochel, I'll accept it. Her mayor says, you could still change your mind. Chacham say, no, you're stuck with that. I'll be'etein lecha, but if it's the defendant who says, I will accept this guy's testimony and pay you, divrei kol yachol achzor bo, everybody agrees, even Chacham agree, you could change your mind. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Be'etein Lecha Machloket. Rabbi Yochanan just said the Machloket is in a case where you said, I will pay you based on their Eidut. Now, Ibayel, who our question was asked, Be'etein Lecha Machloket. Does Rabbi Yochanan limit the Machloket to Etein Lecha Machloket Yerachol Yerachol Zorbo? And says that even Remeir says you cannot change your mind if it was Machulecha, meaning if it was the plaintiff. Odilma Ben Bezu Machloket. Or perhaps Rabbi Yochanan meant even. In Etein Lecha, the Machloket is straight across the board. Remeir and Chachamim disagree in both cases. Let's see. Toshma Damar Rava. Machloket Etein Lecha. Machulecha Divrei Kol Ein Yachol Achzor Bo. Rava expresses an opinion which says that explicitly says what we were looking for in Rabbi Yochanan. The Machloket is only in a case of Etein Lecha. But if the plaintiff said that based on their testimony, I will forgive the debt, then everybody agrees he can't change his mind, even Remeir. Now, if you accept the principle that Rabbi Yochanan says that the machloket is only etein lecha machulecha divrei kol yachol zor bo, Rava demar Rabbi Yochanan. The Rava is very simple. He says like Rabbi Yochanan. But if you would argue that Rabbi Yochanan held the machloket is in both cases, Rava demar kaman, then Rava's opinion fits nobody, not Rabbi Yochanan, not Shmuel. The answer is no. Rava Tamid Danav Sheikamar. Rava might be saying his own opinion, which is that he reads the Machloket as not being limited to either case, as being limited only to Etein Lecha. And it could be that Rabbi Yochanan says it's across the board, which means we now have three opinions. Shmuel says the Machloket is only B'machul Lecha, but everybody agrees B'Etein Lecha, you can change your mind. Rabbi Yochanan says the Machloket is in both cases. And Shmuel and Rava says, no, the Machloket is only in Etein Lecha. So let's see. Ra'ita Ravacha bar Tachlifa l'Rava. So Rava, who had this position that was only in Etein Lecha, but everybody agrees that in Machol Lecha, you cannot change your mind. it was challenged. The end of the Mishnah about the Shvua. Most cases of a Shvua are the defendant. Meaning the defendant is, I have one aid against him, he owes me money, or he was motive of a miksat, or was a kfir of, a part of a pikadon, that he asked the kashvua to get out of paying. He said, the pikadon was stolen. I said, no, you were sholeach yad, it takes a shvua. Tavil kamacholacha. After all, that's like macholacha. And there the machloket is there, which means that supports Shmuel. So lo, botan ishpain menot. Then he said, no, the last part of the Mishnah could be talking about those few cases where yonishpa menot that we'll get to in Shvuot, like when there's a case where the fellow told the storekeeper to pay his workers. The storekeeper said he paid them. The worker said they never got it. So they're both nishpa menotel. That's a case like Aten Lecha. If that's the case, then the Reish and the Sefer are just repeating themselves. So the answer is not. Tana Tola B'dat Acherim, and Tana Tola B'dat Atzma. We had to have both cases. Where you Tola B'dat Acherim, which is when you say, if this guy testifies, so the problem is he testified not in accordance with what you're hoping for, and so you change your mind. And Tola B'dat Atzma, which is the case of the Shvua, where you're talking about your co-litigant. Right? Utsricha. Why do we need them both? The Itan and Tola B'dat Acherim. If we only had the case of Tola B'dat Acherim when you got this other witness, how come Rav Meir to Matzi Adarbe? Maybe that's where Rav Meir says you could change your mind. Mishma D'lo Agam Mikini, because I really never fully committed to it because I didn't know what the witness was going to say. I don't know if he's going to help me out. How about Tola B'dat Atzmo? But if you are just saying this is what I plan to do, and what are the Rabbanan? Maybe Rav Meir would agree with Rabbanan. You committed to it. Well, you can't back out. And then just flip it. And if I only had the case of Tolba, that's why I would say, sure, that's where the Rabbanan say you can't back out, because you committed on yourself. But in a case where you're Tolba, maybe they agree with Rav Meir, you can back out. So Tzricha. Okay, now we have another machlok, another position on the machloket. Early, the first one was a dispute as to where, in what case the dispute happened. Now it's that sequence or timing. This machloket or man chacham is only before the din has been pronounced. It's a very reasonable position Rabbi Shlokish takes, which is once the din has been pronounced, you're chayev, you can't change your mind. Meaning even Rav Meir would say that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lachag mardin machloket. And again Rabbi Yochanan says something which is unclear. The machloket is lachag mardin. And it's the same question. Does he mean that the machloket is only after the din has been pronounced, but during the proceedings, even Rabbanan say you can change your mind? Maybe the machloket is in both cases. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Toshma da amar Rava. And here we again pull it from Rava. It says, Kibel alav karoposel fneg mardin achol achzor bo. Achag mardin achol achzor bo. Rava says very clearly, you can only change your mind during the din. So, and we assume that as Rashi points out, that Rava is not going to be adopting Rameir's position. So therefore, Iyamar Pishlama Lachag Mardin Machloket, if you accept the principle that Machloket is only Lachag Mardin, Avalifneg Mardin, about Kol Achol Lachzor Bo, that Rabbanan would agree that you could change your mind during the Din, so Rava Dabkar Rabbi Yochanan, Avalid Rabbanan. So Rava is following Rabbi Yochanan's position, not Rishlaku's position, and following Rabbanan. If you think the machloket is straight across the board, even the chifneg mardin, then Rava dar markaman, who's Rava saying like? Whose position does Rava approximate? Shvamin alachag mardin machloket. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan meant the machloket is only alachag mardin and not beforehand. Shvamin al. Okay, so now we have a question about the final ruling. Shalach la Nachum Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov, we have this several times, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak asked Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov a question. Is the machloket like Rav Shlokish said or like Rav Yochanan said? And by the way, who do you pass like Rav Meir Chachamim? Should be a no-brainer. Shalach le lachag mardin machloket, he passed like Rav Yochanan, that the machloket is only lachag mardin. Which is that you cannot change your mind, which means, exactly like Rava said, you could change your mind during the proceedings, but you cannot change your mind afterwards. Rav Ashi Amar, Hachi Shalachle, says, no, the message that was sent was a different question. Be'eten lecha machloket, it goes back to our first sugya. Or b'machol lecha machloket, was the machloket about a case where the plaintiff is accepting the witness or the defendant? The defendant or the plaintiff? And again, who repasnach? Shalach le be'eten lecha machloket. The machloket is when the defendant says, I will pay you accepting if, based on these witnesses. That you can't change your mind. Which means that, when you say, I will pay, even when you say, I will pay you, then you can't change your mind. Rav Meir would even agree if it was macholacha. Basura matnuachi, that's how they read it in Surah. Pumadita matnuachi, pumadita, they had a whole different read on what the question was. The message was an earlier question. It was sent by Rav's Beis Medrash after Rav died to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what's the ruling? Lifnegmar din v'konomi adomai. What happens if you accepted this guy, this half witness, or the apostle witness, or the neder instead of the shua, lifnegmar din, but you made a kinyan on it. You made a kinyan suda and said, yeah, I accept it. Now, can you back out? Shalach lo ein lachar kinyan klum. Shmuel's response was, once you make a kinyan, you're stuck with it. Okay, so we have three different versions of what the question was, and the last one, dating all the way back to Shmuel, saying that Shmuel's response was, whatever our ruling may be about Lifneg Mardin, if you made a kinyan there, then you are stuck with the aid that you accepted, even if he testifies against you. You're stuck with this guy taking, instead of Shmuel taking a neder, even though he does take the neder and then collects from you. Okay, we'll see, and we'll pick it up in the next podcast as we begin the very fascinating sugya of Psula Edut. Everyone should have a wonderful day.